I'm Diane Jacobson, and I'd like to talk to you about another George Hunzinger chair in the collection. This one is called the Wire Seat Side Chair, and Hunzinger made it in 1876. It's made of maple, and you probably can see the green polychrome in the crevices. And the seat is actually made of steel, straps of steel, that have been covered with something that looks almost like a shoelace material. It's made of wool and cotton, and he selected the same green for the covering as he put into the crevices with the polychrome. Hunzinger was a very innovative designer, and he created something that I think almost looks like a modern folding chair, but it's not folding at all. It's a unique design of diagonal bracing that makes it structurally very strong. It was so important an innovation at the time that he patented it on March 30th, 1869. He made this out of maple, and he turned it on a lathe. What this allowed is for the chair to be mass-produced, because the frame then became standardized. The grooves were evenly spaced, and he put exaggerated knobs and bosses at points of joinery, which are decorative, but they also help to show the aesthetics of the construction. Now, envision a parlor in 1876 with its very heavy, immovable, overstuffed seating, and then you look at this chair. You can see why people might have considered it a pull-up chair, because it was so easy to be able to lift it and bring it into a conversation. It's just one of many of Hunzinger's innovative designs that are in the collection. I think when you look at them in their entirety, Hunzinger will be revered by Americans who recognize his new uses of material, of design, of construction, and brand new bracing systems.